PTC is go.
Pegasus is go.
PTC is go.
Copy us is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety cost is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people.
On RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night, 24th of June. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good today. Just kind of an average day up here in north central Nebraska, and maybe a little rain tonight. We could use it. It's starting to cloud up, so we're hoping.
And what I don't like is your heat. You are worse than we are here in South Florida.
Well, yeah, but you get ocean wind, you know, and that kind of helps cool things off. And,
true.
You know, this is Nebraska. Long time, no sea.
Literally.
It's been over a million years. But, you know, I mean, this used to be all part of an inland sea to the point where you can go out in various places in Nebraska and dig up shark's teeth.
Yeah, no, that's true. They're finding shark's teeth way up in mountains and things.
Yeah.
You know, which shows how different the earth was millions of years ago.
Well, you know, and I live in the sand hills part of Nebraska, and it's the largest grass-covered sand dune region in the in this hemisphere, and it's one of only a couple such places on earth.
Mm.
But our sand here used to be the bottom of the ocean.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's an interesting place geologically. You wouldn't think of Nebraska as being interesting geologically, but it is.
Okay. Hey, you know? Every part of the country is interesting to one degree or another.
Yeah, there's something. I mean, we've got stuff here that came from a volcanic eruption in what is now Idaho, you know, way back in the day. And there's a place here called Ashfall Fossil Beds. It's really cool. All these animals were drinking at a water hole. This is when Nebraska, this part of Nebraska, looked like the veldt in Africa. And we had, you know, little small rhinos and giraffes and all that kind of thing were roaming around here. Well, this volcano erupted over in Idaho, and all the ash drifted over here and then just dropped. And all these animals that were drinking at the waterhole died instantly.
Wow.
And they're buried under about 20 feet of ash. And so for the last 30 or 40 years, they've slowly been digging that out and exposing fossils and things. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff here that people wouldn't realize. Look, it's an important night tonight on the show, folks. It's the one-hour talk version. And the landmark ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court finally was made available today. And, Diane, you had a great idea of starting off our discussion of this. We're going to spend the whole first segment on this tonight. Starting off our discussion on this with a brief statement from each one of us. So why don't you go first and give us your impression? It's been, what now, about 8 hours, 9 hours since this ruling came down. What do you think?
Came out down a little after 10 this morning. Well, first I want to say, you know, I'm glad this happened. This should have never been made into law, if you will, 50 years ago, because nowhere in the Constitution Does it say the word abortion or even allude to the word abortion? So in that respect, I'm very glad it did happen. What concerns me most is the reaction by some of these liberal loons. What they don't understand is by overturning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court has not banned abortion. All they have done is there's no more federal funding for abortion. It now goes back to the states where it always has been, and it's up to the individual states to decide if they want to allow abortion, if they want to do away with it completely, or if they want to do it in certain instances and by a certain cutoff date. Like, I am in 100% support of the heartbeat law, because without a heartbeat, we're not alive. And that includes a fetus. You're not alive. A human being cannot live without a heartbeat. So I'm totally in favor of the heartbeat law. If a woman is raped or has been a victim of incest, or if the baby she is carrying is so medically compromised it cannot survive outside of the womb, along with, of course, the life of the mother. I don't believe abortion should be banned outright because of those four instances. But I do believe these protesters, they do not understand what this ruling was. It's not doing away with abortion, like I said. It's sending it back to where it always belonged, at the states. And these companies, oh, we're going to pay for our employees to have abortions and this and that. Now they put it into a whole other realm. It becomes a total business operation, which is wrong in its own right. I just hope these protesters understand the trouble that they're causing. But on the other end of it, I'm not too thrilled with the Holy Rollers version of this. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise Jesus. Jesus did this. No, Jesus did not do this. The U.S. Supreme Court did it. Mortal men and women did it. And it's time to enter the 21st century. And I also, I should add, do believe the morning after pill, no problem with it. No problem with the shots that go along with it. You have to think of this realistically and stop thinking emotionally. Now for you.
Okay. Let me start with where what you just said about the whole religious aspect of this. Okay. You know, I've seen on social media today a lot of different posts, you know, that Jesus came through for us, God came through for us. Diane's absolutely right. You know, this was a Supreme Court decision. It was a Supreme Court decision to begin Roe v. Wade in 1973, and today it was a Supreme Court decision to do away with it. let me put it to some of these holy rollers, what I call the holier than thous, this way. If God is responsible for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, that means that God has been screwing with you for 49 years.
True.
If God had the ability to overturn this, he would have never let it happen to begin with. So, a man-made decision 49 years ago, a man-made decision today. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Roe v. Wade, I believe the liberals do realize what's real in this thing, but they don't want to admit it. And the reason I think they know what's real, because, again, as you said, Diane, this is not the banning of abortion. This is simply turning the decision regarding abortion back over to the states. The liberals that are going crazy today, they understand this. They don't want anybody else to understand it. They want everybody to think this is an outright ban on abortion, which it's not. Because they're desperate. They've got a midterm election coming up in a few months. They're desperate. They've got a 2024 election coming up in a couple of years. They're desperate. They can't stand on their own merits. What they're really mad at is that the Supreme Court has made a constitutional decision.
Mm-hmm.
Via the Constitution, abortion was never a God-given right. Okay? So they made a decision based on the Constitution. They're blaming everybody. They're blaming Trump. They're blaming Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll get into that here in a little bit. They're blaming five justices on the Supreme Court that voted to overturn Roe. They're blaming churches. They're blaming right-to-life groups. They're blaming everybody. What they're really mad at is that the Constitution is rock solid. And this was never a constitutional right. And that's why you hear these lunatic liberals saying, we've had our constitutional rights stripped away from... No, you haven't. No, you haven't. You've still got the ability to do what you want. Now, I'll tell you this. In blue states, California, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, you name the blue state, Michigan, it's not going to affect them at all because the states now control whether or not you can have an abortion and under what parameters you can have an abortion. Those states are going to have the loosest possible. I mean, they'll provide abortions for people that don't even want them if they can get away with it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to affect them at all. Now, if people don't like the way their state is handling the abortion issue, they can try to find different people to run their state government. We have elections for that. If they if they don't think that the election process is going to provide them what they want, and I can pretty well tell you in places like Florida and South Dakota, it's certainly not. They're always free to move to other states. And let me finish by saying this. I believe that once liberals come to the realization that they can simply move to another state that's more friendly towards their warped sensibilities, they will do it. And possibly this might keep the riffraff that comes from California to states like Texas and Florida from making that move. Because they'll get to Texas and Florida, and they won't like the political climate they find there. So maybe they'll move to just some other blue state.
Well, in Florida, we here do have the heartbeat law right now. And I feel that's a good compromise because it includes the issues that I mentioned about the life of the mother and rape and incest. But the main thing is what people need to understand. Two points. The way abortion was set up now, what it was government sanctioning mothers from killing their children, in my opinion. Okay. Number two, the biggest winners in today's ruling are the unborn children that now will get to be born.
Agreed. Agreed. Now, you know, we have to be careful on our side of the aisle not to say that abortion was mandatory. It wasn't. If you didn't want to get an abortion, you didn't have to.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, nothing has changed in a personal level for those of us on our side of the aisle. All right. Governor Whitmer over in Michigan, okay, a liberal loon, if ever there was one, she immediately petitioned the Michigan Supreme Court to rule on whether or not abortion is protected by the Michigan state constitution. Well, you dumbass. It's up to your state. Okay. Look. You can have your Supreme Court look into it if you want to, but if the Supreme Court is the one that makes the decision, that alone is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Okay, because that becomes legislating from the bench. And that's what these liberal loons are so pissed about. Roe v. Wade in 1973, 49 years ago, was legislation from the bench, and it got overturned today. They're mad that they lost their ability to legislate from the highest bench in the land.
In fact, the original Roe decision, it violated, or they claimed, the rights of women were being violated under the 1st, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 14th Amendments. And that's basically what the SCOTUS today said. No, 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 no. That was wrong. We're now going to set right that wrong. Those rights under those amendments were never violated.
Right. Now, if you go back to before Roe v. Wade, before 1973, it was a crime in almost all 50 states to get an abortion.
Right.
Okay. That's no longer the case. Now it's going to be up to the individual states. All right?
Yeah. Every liberal state is going to allow it. They don't care about the heartbeat law at all.
No.
The only I do disagree, though, that I still think that the morning after pill should be an option, because that's given within 48 to 72 hours after sexual contact. It's given before there's a heartbeat. So what, even the holy rollers, what is not being allowed to be viable is not a viable human being, because there is no functioning heart that early.
Right. Right.
You've got to separate birth control and the morning after pill from this discourse.
Yeah, I agree.
But those people are not going to do that, because they believe that life begins at conception. It doesn't.
There's
no life without a heart.
No, and I mean, you can only push common sense so far before it runs into science, mm-hmm. you know, and science is really where this is based on. Now, Diane, you mentioned the 14th Amendment, and that's the one that really brought us Roe v. Wade 49 years ago. But Samuel Alito, the justice who wrote the majority opinion on this, he said, and I quote, "In interpreting what is meant by the 14th Amendment's reference to liberty, we must guard against the natural human tendency to confuse what that amendment protects with our own ardent views about the liberty that Americans should enjoy." He went on to say, "That is why the court has long been reluctant to recognize rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution."
Yeah, they try to allude. Well, this kind of means that, so it's in the Constitution. No, the Constitution is very specific. Read the words. All you have to do is read the words to understand what went on today. And they were absolutely right in what they did. I mean, take away John Roberts, that man should just put a D next to his name and join the other side. But they did the right thing, because what they protected was constitutional law. And that is critical. Remember, Obama wanted to shred the Constitution. He called it an outdated document, I believe, or a living document that's subject to change. Something along those lines. No. It's not. If you want a change in the Constitution, you have to go through the process of a constitutional amendment. And these loons never even attempted to do that. They just wanted what they wanted, when they wanted it, for self-gratification. The court system doesn't work like that.
No. No, but legislating from the bench does.
Oh, absolutely. It seems to be the new thing du jour, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is how liberals get things done when they can't win elections.
Right.
You know, and to that end, that idiot AOC came out today after the decision was announced and said, "We've got to stack the court. We got to pack the court because there aren't any checks and balances." Well, hello, the court is the check and balance. Okay. Well, when Roe was put into place 49 years ago, it was legislating from the bench, and they had to do all sorts of contortions to try and figure out a way to twist and bend and manipulate the 14th Amendment to make Roe sound like it was valid, but it's not. And no. The Supreme Court today simply reversed that. They simply said, this is really a state's issue. And Diane, you and I have said all along that abortion is a state's issue. I can remember on this show a couple of years ago, we were talking about it.
Articles on it. I went into a whole medical, not that long ago, a few months ago, a whole medical dissertation about the heartbeat law, why it should be allowed before a certain time period. It's usually day 18 to 21. There's no heartbeat before then.
Right.
Well, if you don't have a heartbeat, human beings cannot live. It's that simple. So what? There is no human, for these holy rollers, there is no human life that's being sacrificed because it's not living. It's a parasite feeding off the would-be mother. But it's not alive on its own. It has no viability outside the body at that point because it has no heart. So all these people, you know, that are going totally to the right and don't even want a heartbeat law, they don't want contraceptives, they don't want anything.
Right.
They're just as wrong as the people on the left.
I agree. 100% I agree.
Yeah. It's not a one-way thing here, folks.
No. And, you know, Biden came out late this morning and issued an absurd set of statements regarding this Supreme Court decision. He said, with this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court shows how extreme it is, how far removed they are from the majority of this country. Well, you know, if you're going to allow the majority of the country to make decisions, that's mob rule.
Okay. Exactly.
He also said...
Craig, there's one other very important point to bring up here.
Okay.
Here it is. They're talking about we need to stack with liberal judges, you know, to
right.
change everything. Well, how about the July 6th hearing that is totally stacked in one direction?
Yeah, where's the check and balance there? Rejection. Yeah, where's the check and balance there?
There's no check and balance there. You can't have it both ways, folks. You've got to be equal to both sides. And I'm sorry, but this was a fair ruling. It was a constitutional reaffirming ruling.
You know, another thing Biden said was that this decision makes the U.S. an outlier among developed nations in the world. Okay? I don't know where he's getting that kind of information because, you know, European nations, they've got some pretty strict abortion rules. You know, France, I think it's 13 weeks. You can't have one after 13 weeks. Italy, it's 90 days. Austria, Spain, it's 14 weeks. You know, in Poland, it's only allowed if the mother's life is in danger or in a case of rape or incest. Right. Germany, it's banned in a majority of cases after 12 weeks. So this does not make us an outlier. It makes Biden a liar.
You can add it to his other list of lies.
You know, so, I mean, this is all very interesting. You know, you mentioned in your statement these private companies that are pledging to... you know, provide for their employees if their employees want to go to a different state to get an abortion. And I suppose that's okay if they want to do that. But where's the check and balance there? What about if one of their employees has to go to a different state? They want to have a child, and they have to go to a different state to see a fertility specialist, or they have to go to a different state for some other procedure related to having a child. Are Alaska Airlines or Dick's Sporting Goods or J.P. Morgan, Lyft or Apple or Google, or, you know, are any of these, you know, Starbucks, are any of these places going to provide for that?
Probably not. But, you know, the main thing is there's no reason in the 21st century to even get pregnant if you don't want to be pregnant.
Good point.
All contraceptives, folks. You can buy it now even in the grocery stores.
It's in the condom aisle, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have acts of passion and you didn't use your birth control. Well, that's what the morning after pill is for. You know, you've got to use some common sense here. But here it is, you have Biden today and all his Democratic crew. This is going to be a main point come November. I got news for you. This will temper down. The main point come November will remain the economy, the inflation,
right,
and those things. This, when you think about it, Craig, and you think about these protests going on and all that, that's not the majority. The majority of Americans agree with what the Supreme Court did today.
Well, and some of these pro-abortion, pro-baby-killing groups are planning a night of rage tonight.
Well, supposedly the DOJ said, no, they have to keep it peaceful. They're going to be arresting people. I wanted to break out laughing when I heard that.
Bull. They're going to be arresting people.
Yeah.
They're planning to picket outside of Clarence Thomas's house tonight, and that is a federal crime.
Exactly.
No, nobody's going to be arrested for that.
I guarantee you they're not.
You know, one other company that's guaranteeing they will send people wherever they need to send them to get an abortion whenever they want one?
Who?
It is Disney.
Well, did you expect anything different from the company that's supposed to be all about children?
That's my point exactly.
I know.
That's my point exactly. See, you get it. That's my point. I didn't even have to say it. You got it. I think a lot of people in our audience got it. You know, it's the happiest place on earth for children that manage to not be aborted.
Right. Right. I mean, there were so many, you know, give the child up for adoption. There were so many people that cannot physically have children who would gladly adopt a baby. What is the point? I don't understand why you have to kill it. You can't, you know, a few months, you can't bear a pregnancy. You got yourself into this mess. At least don't take it out on the child.
It's inconveniencing liberal women. That's what, you know, if liberal women live in a state where it's going to be very, very difficult to get an abortion, it's an inconvenience to them. They don't want their lives inconvenienced by the
right.
Constitution, of all things.
Right. And I don't want to hear this nonsense that most women don't know they're pregnant until their third month or whatever. BS. You know pretty fast, the majority, I'm not saying all, but the majority know pretty fast because there were certain physical changes that take place before the heart starts beating. You got plenty of time for your morning after pill there.
You know, I've seen anywhere else, but on our own radio station, I'd probably get in trouble for this, and we've only got a few seconds left, so I'm just going to say it anyway.
Okay.
I have seen some of these protesters, some of these women that are protesting this Supreme Court decision today, and frankly, they don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
Do you know when I saw some of the mobs today, I was thinking the same thing.
I'm just saying, these are some of these people are the last people on Earth that will ever have to worry about it.
I agree with you.
With that, we've made it to the bottom of the hour. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple of other topics that are in the news right now, one of which you probably haven't even heard about because of all the stuff going on. So, folks, you stay with us, and we'll be back with more on Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any part of tonight's show, all you have to do is go to RSPRadio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button, and instantly, just like that, you're one of the pod people and you can listen to this show or any of the others.
Yep, and we got the whole menagerie of them there.
Now, we brought this up on Tuesday. I think we need to mention it again today. This coming Tuesday, we will be on the air, and then that's it for the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, till about the mid part of July. And yeah, then we'll be back full force getting ready for the midterm elections.
School's out, summer vacation. You're actually going on a destination trip.
I'm going on a trip because my older son is getting married.
And you think you have to be there?
And I think I have to be there, minus my computer.
Now, that doesn't mean, folks, that Diane and I won't be talking from time to time. No. We'll keep up on things that are going on, and I'll be in charge of the RSP Radio 1 website, so God only knows what kind of crap you're going to find on there with me solely in charge. But
that's true. I have to keep him in line a lot of times, folks.
This is my big chance. It's my big opportunity to just go batshit crazy on the things.
Well, not really, because there's certain parts of the site that only I can handle, really.
Yeah, but all the news stuff, the pages, I'll tell you what, I'm going to find the most obtuse crap to put in there.
It's okay. It's the summer. Keep it light. Keep it, that's fine.
We'll keep the site up. Diane and I'll be chit chatting, every once in a while. She's on her destination trip to the outer reaches of the solar system. And, yes. We'll take care of business. And then, like she said, long about the middle or so or July, we'll be back on the air.
Yes. And we will be on the air if there is super duper breaking news, whether it's me and Craig or Craig himself. We will still keep up with all the breaking news and all that.
Yep. So fear not. We're, you know, just because you don't hear us on a Tuesday or a Friday for a couple of weeks, we're still paying attention to what's going on. One of the things going on, Diane, happens to deal with Elon Musk, and I'll bet you nobody but you and I know anything about this because of the Supreme Court decisions, both yesterday with the 2A decision and today with the Roe v. Wade decision. But, you know, Elon Musk, he and I are on a first name basis.
Okay.
I call him Elon. He calls me Hey You. but, you know, he's trying to buy Twitter, and Twitter has been, let's say, stingy about turning over documents and facts regarding the fake accounts and the spam accounts and all that. But what happened today?
Okay, what actually happened was Musk's legal team had sent over a letter to Twitter's board sometime last week, and they said that the data they were receiving was not adequate for what was required for the deal to go through. Now, Musk himself was very unhappy with what they were receiving because his team was unable to perform their own task to determine the percentage of spam and fake accounts, which is critical because that affects, let's say, the cost. It either goes up or down as far as the per share amount. But the new data that's being sent to Elon, in fact, even as we speak, is what's called real-time API information. And Musk team says they will, that data itself will allow them to conduct their own analysis, which will either let this deal go through or cancel the deal, basically.
Now, the last thing I think Twitter wants is to have the deal canceled, because if Elon Musk actually winds up buying it, and, you know, that's the indication anyway, then Twitter's going to wind up being worth quite a bit. You know, those shareholders are going to get paid quite a bit. But if the deal falls through based on a bunch of fake accounts and spam accounts, then Twitter tanks.
Right. And the main thing is that right now, if the deal goes through, per share will be $54.20 per share.
Right.
And people, you know, you buy enough shares, and if he handles Twitter correctly, you stand to make, you know, a good bit of money. Sure. But if there are more spam accounts than even they can find, it'll tank.
You know, we know that Joe Biden, 43% of his followers are spam fake accounts.
Right.
You know, and I mean, that's staggering when you think about it. I mean, here's a guy who's supposed to have gotten 81 million votes, and almost half of all of his Twitter followers are fake.
Well, that's because he didn't get 81 million votes.
Well, you know that, and I know that.
Dominion voting machines might have given him 81 million, but 81 million people did not vote for that man. I'm sorry.
That's a plain everyday fact.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Hey, look, I can't blame Elon Musk for wanting to get to the bottom of this fake account and spam account, you know, situation, because he's making a major purchase here. I mean, this isn't like Elon Musk going and buying a house or something. I mean, this is huge, and you know, you don't want to wind up buying into a fraud. You don't want, you know, what people in this part of the country call a pig in a poke. You want something that's actually worth what you're paying for.
Right. You know, when you boil it down, you know, to each level, basically, Musk himself has pledged $33.5 billion in equity finances. And he's also received commitments from Morgan Stanley Senior Funding Incorporated, and other financial institutions for up to $13 billion in debt financing. So you're not talking, you know, chicken feed here, folks.
No, even for Elon Musk, this is not pocket change.
Right. And this is serious, folks, because what he's trying to do beyond purchasing a company and making money is he's trying for a fully free speech platform that will allow both sides to speak with no censorship.
Yeah, but liberals hate that. Liberals hate it.
And that the liberals cannot stomach.
Yeah, I mean, any opinion that's different than theirs, they want that opinion censored and that person canceled.
Exactly.
You know, and we've seen that for years now. And it's not only Twitter, but it's all of them. It's Facebook, it's Instagram, it's so many of those.
TikTok, all of them.
Yeah. And TikTok is run by the Chinese, so if you're making TikTok videos out there, and I don't know that many of our listeners do, but if you're making TikTok videos out there, you're literally giving all your information to China because they can come in through the back door on that.
Right. I won't even open an account there. No. But I will say, if this deal does go through and Trump has his own platform now, Truth Social, and today Kristi Noem, by the way, joined, I still think he would be making a mistake not to also still use Twitter.
I agree.
Elon Musk's control.
I agree. I mean, Twitter is a huge platform. It's a lot easier to get on Twitter than it is to get on Truth Social. And I hate to say that, but it's true.
It is true because it's not fully operational yet. And also, it's not very friendly towards posting itself yet. Like, you could put up something and it comes up for a brief second as a new truth. They call them truths. New truth, but then it gets buried within a minute or two.
Right.
So it's not very user-friendly yet.
Hopefully it will be. Hopefully they'll get it down so that, you know, those of us with Androids and people on laptops and tablets and, you know, everything can get in and set up an account there. Right now, if you got an iPhone, you can get an account there. But like Diane said, it's not the most user-friendly thing that, you know, those people have ever seen. But, yeah. You know, Musk, not only is he, you know, getting to the bottom of this Twitter situation, he's also ramping things up in Boca Chica, Texas for Starship.
Yes, that should be something. Can't wait for that. And he's also working on deals with NASA.
Yeah.
More deals with NASA.
You know,
he is a modern day Renaissance man.
That guy's got more irons in the fire than anybody else I know. Down there in Boca Chica last night, and I caught part of this live on a internet feed in the middle of the night. They used the Megazilla, which is the stacking crane, catching crane thing. They use that to move, I believe it's the number 24 rocket booster into place on Starship. And when they lifted the thing up, it had all 33 Raptor engines attached to it.
Ah, okay.
And that's pretty impressive. And according to SpaceX, they're looking at the first ever launch of a fully stacked Starship, quite possibly in July.
Ooh, that's going to be really good.
That is going to be something to see. It's bigger than the Saturn V. It's the biggest, most powerful rocket ever built. And it's a quick orbital unmanned flight. Once around, And then they're going to splash it down. Eventually, they'll be landing them on Earth. But according to Elon Musk, flight date in July, a second one in August, and then every month after that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
he's predicting us to be on Mars before 2050.
That's,
so, you know, with a fully functioning colony.
That's huge.
So that is huge. Go Elon.
You know, tweet your heart out and fly to the stars.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So, yeah, you know, I wish him all the luck in the world on both endeavors. There's going to be more Crew Dragon capsules going to the space station. Like you said, he's working out new deals with NASA, even as we speak. Mm-hmm. That guy's busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he is a modern-day Renaissance man.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all works out. But, Diane, there's one more thing, and we've got about 15 minutes left in the show tonight. There's one more thing we got to talk about. Joe Biden yesterday was in a situation where he had to introduce some people from the AFL-CIO.
Right.
And he walks into the room, and he's got in his hand a cheat sheet.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what else to call it. And it had instructions printed on both sides of it. It had people's names, I guess, on one side. And so he's holding that thing up in front of him and reading these people's names. And on the other side, facing the cameras, was the instructions.
Yeah.
And he has now gotten to the point, cognitively, where they have to tell him, you walk into the room. You, in all capitals. You walk into the room. You go to the podium. You introduce so-and-so. You have a seat. You know, I mean, and it was step by step by step, because apparently he absolutely has lost the ability to simply walk in a room, say, welcome everybody, glad you're here. We're here with the AFL-CIO. We've got the AFL-CIO president, blah, 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 whoever that is. Need to ask you a question. The press, you know, thank you for coming. You can now leave. We're going to get into this meeting. I mean, this is about as simplistic as it gets, and he can't even do that.
No, he can't. And really, what is most disturbing to me about this, and Craig and I have talked about this, if you, in fact, they limit his remarks to under 2 minutes, and the sheet also said, after 2 minutes, you take your seat. I mean, this is ridiculous. The man is not medically and mentally competent to hold the position of President of the United States. I blame his wife for this. This is elderly abuse. She has to know what's going on here. But Jill Biden is, I mean, she's power hungry. She craved that first ladyship like, you know, like it was going out of style. But what's sad about this at the same time is here you have a president he's just not fit for office. And everybody's saying, well, we got to keep him because Kamala Harris. There'll be no change under Kamala Harris, because the same man, Barack Hussein Obama, who was pulling Biden's strings, will be pulling Kamala's strings.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I've got the card that he had. I've got a picture of it right in front of me.
I do too, yeah.
And it was the offshore wind drop by sequence of events. That's the way it's titled. Right. And now I'm going to emphasize the words they have in all capital letters. Okay?
Okay.
You enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to participants. You take your seat. Press enters. You give brief comments. The next one I can't quite read.
press departs.
Oh, yes, press departs. You ask Liz Schuller, president, AFL-CIO, a question. Note, Liz is joining virtually. I mean, he's not even, he's so daft at this point. Yeah. He may not realize that she's on the big screen. He may be looking around the room, shaking hands with air and saying, where is this woman?
Right. But, you know, Craig, as bad as this is, and the cleanup squad was on full alert today. Oh, no. This happens to all presidents. They all go in with things like this. No, that is absolutely not true. You name me one president that has walked in with a cheat sheet.
Bull cookies.
We're not talking about notes that they use when they're giving long speeches. This is an actual cheat sheet.
Well, and you know what this tells me? This tells me that in the run-up to this event yesterday, they were telling him, you know, here's what you do, Joe. You go into the Roosevelt room and you say hello. And mm-hmm. Joe's response, because it was probably before the medication and the pudding, Joe's response would have been, who goes into the Roosevelt room? You do. Me? I go in there? You. Yes, you. Joe, you go.
I didn't even know what the Roosevelt room was.
Okay, what do I do when I get in there? Well, you sit down. You mean just sit down? Yes, you. Take your seat. Okay, is that all I have to do? No. You give comments, brief comments. Who? You. Me? Yes, you. I mean, this had to be the conversation that was going on. So finally, somebody said, look, well, we'll just write it on a card. You just follow. I'm surprised you didn't read those instructions out loud in front of the camera, to be honest.
Yeah. They were probably afraid that could happen.
Well, they should be terrified. He's the only president we've ever had that can eat ice cream as fast as he wants and not get brain freeze.
But you know something? There is a part of me. Take away the part, you know, the politics of it. There's a part of me that feels really sorry for him because he's an ill man, and he's being forced to perform, and the wife allows it.
I don't feel sorry for him. There's not one inch of me that feels sorry for him.
When you've seen people whose mental capacities have gone like this, it is heartbreaking when it's your family. And for Jill Biden, forget Hunter, he's so, you know, gone in La La Land. But if Jill Biden, as his wife, cannot understand and feel sorry for him, there's something terribly wrong here.
I guess the way I look at it, Joe Biden's been a blooming idiot from the day he got into office almost 50 years ago.
Blooming idiot is different than someone who is both mentally and medically unfit for anything here.
He doesn't even know enough to walk. I mean, they can stand him up in front of the door and he doesn't know enough to walk into the room. You walk into the Roosevelt room. Good Lord.
Yeah. You sit down. You depart. I mean, no, there's something wrong there.
I mean, earlier in the week, he tipped over on his bicycle.
He fell over on his bicycle.
You know, he said, well, you know, they said, well, his foot got caught in the toe clip on the pedal.
That's what they claim, yes.
Okay. Now, look, I can understand that. All right. Now, it was his right foot that supposedly got caught in the toe clip. All right. He had already come to a stop and his left foot was on the ground. Why is he leaning to the right if his left foot is on the ground? because he didn't know enough to take his foot off the damn pedal. That's why.
Right. That's an interesting point.
You know, I mean, I spent a lot of time riding a bike. And I have, you know, I've crashed a couple of bikes. Now, I've never been like you, Diane. I've never been riding my bike and got run over by a Cadillac, but
that's true.
You know, Biden didn't get run over by a Cadillac either. I cannot remember a single time in my whole life of riding bicycles that I ever brought my bike to a stop and then just tipped over.
Yeah, that is a little strange.
You know, if I've got my left foot on the ground and I'm trying to get my right foot off the pedal or out of the toe clip, I've got all my weight on the left foot.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
It's just a matter of, you know, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. You know, if they're going to send him out in front of cameras on a bicycle again, he damn well better have training wheels.
Well, there's a lot of memes going around with him on a tricycle, and President Trump is like pushing him from behind, getting a little help from his friends.
I saw a great meme today. It was probably about a month or just a few weeks after the inauguration, and he was going up the steps into Air Force One, and he fell down three times.
Oh, yes.
I saw a meme today that showed him falling on those steps, and it also had the bicycle on the steps.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh.
But the guy is so cognitively depleted at this point, he has to have a cheat sheet to be able to walk into a room.
Yeah, there's
how in the world? I mean, he's going over to Saudi Arabia to beg the sheiks for more oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
They saw that card. It was all over the damn news. They watch everything he does. No world leader anywhere is going to take this guy seriously. They're going to think, well, what a daffy idiot. He can't even walk into a room without instructions written on a card.
Yeah, no. There was no reason for him to go to Saudi Arabia, open the XL pipeline, finish the Keystone pipeline, get our oil out of our grounds, get it refined here in our own country, get the gasoline to the pumps. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no need to beg Saudi Arabia for anything. We have more natural resources than any of them.
Would you be surprised if he went over there and offered the Arabs sand for the oil?
Yeah, that's what this is like, offering the Arabs sand. That's a good one.
I mean, jeez. I mean, it's a disaster. And now, you know, that cheat sheet is everywhere because he held it up in full view of the camera while he was reading the A side. The B side had his personal instructions.
Right.
That's just so wrong.
It is so wrong. But what's even worse, you know what's worse, is the fact that the White House is trying to cover for it. You can't cover for this.
No. No, you can't fix stupid.
No.
You just
can't. You can try, but it doesn't work.
And, you know, the only person involved in that whole debacle that's probably equally as stupid, if not more stupid, is the person that wrote that stuff on two sides of the same card.
I know. That's amazing.
He didn't even
check and turn it over and realize, ooh, this is going to show.
You know, I mean, oh my God. It's just staggering. Well, look, folks, we've only got about a minute, a little less than a minute left, and we want to thank you for being part of the show tonight. If you missed any part of it, go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning. Click the podcast button. This show will be there. Our other shows are all there. You can enjoy a full weekend of Right Side Patriots. Binge listen.
Okay, why not?
Why not? It's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be an interesting weekend. These liberal loons, Diane, are going to go out of their freaking minds. protesting this. I wouldn't be surprised we have violence and maybe another summer of love.
Oh, another summer of love where no one gets arrested, except, you know, our side that are there saying, you know, babies' lives are saved or whatever.
Right. But with that, Diane, we are plumb out of time.
Okay. Nighty-night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have yourselves a great weekend. We will catch up with you again next Tuesday. Bye-bye.